Deep beneath the stacks of the New York Public Library, it's Brian. It's just me here up top, currently all tangled up in magnetic tape, trying to stitch together our latest recordings into listenable hour-long episodes of our podcast. We have some great stuff coming up in the next few weeks. We did a crossover episode with Spine Chillers and Serial Killers, and our Paracon special, where we collected hours and hours of ghost stories from lots of different people. And we maybe came close to meeting the man himself, Tony Spera. And I cannot wait for you to hear how agonizingly close we got. Also, little update, we're taking the summer off from recording. We're getting out of the stacks. We're going to enjoy the face-melting heat that we're currently experiencing right now in New York City. So in addition to those new episodes, we're going to be filling out some of the next couple of weeks with some of our favorite episodes from the Lost Archives. We started doing Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here in 2018, but those 21 episodes aren't easily accessible anymore, and that's a shame because they're still really good. This episode here tonight is our sixth episode. It was recorded October 20th, 2018. We were fresh-faced, new paranormal podcasters. We were doing the show live and hungry to learn as much as we could. In this episode, we talk about Ed and Lorraine Warren, and it's a really fun one. I'm excited to make it available on the feed. If you like it, I hope you'll head over to bit.ly/BrianandEricPod to find us everywhere on the internet, including our new Discord server that we hope you'll join. Once again, that's bit.ly/BrianandEricPod. I think that's everything. Enjoy this episode. It's called The Warren Warrant, and I'll see you next week. Brother, happy Friday, everybody. It is Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here. This is Brian.
Hey, what's up? This is Eric.
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Hanging in. Excited for another show.
Dude, I was all week, especially with the topic that we're doing. I've been so excited to get back down to the stacks and, like, get into this. I've been doing too much research.
A lot of research.
Which is basically just watching YouTube videos at my desk.
Yep. A lot of fun videos getting passed around.
So, as I mentioned, this is Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here. It's a podcast about ghosts and demons and cryptoid creatures and demons and other things like that. And we are live right now. And you can actually call us right now at 518-62. Today we are talking about Elizabeth and Lorraine Warren.
Big fan.
We talked about him briefly last week, and then our half a second of research led to, like, oh my god, I can talk about these guys all fucking
I think
week.
It's safe to say that this topic has driven a wedge between us as friends.
So if you want to call in and talk to us about them, we'd love to hear, do you have any fun facts that we might not know?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite case of theirs? Like, that's Annabelle, the Amityville Horror. Do you think they're full of shit? I said Elizabeth. Elizabeth Warren.
Wow.
It is...
this is a... Yeah, little-known paranormal. She's a clairvoyant. In addition to being a promising political candidate, she's actually a psychic and hates demons.
Yeah, it's... you know, you can do both.
Yeah. There's it's, 2018.
Yeah, it's... yeah, it's Ed and Lorraine Warren. God fucking
that is
damn.
Awesome.
God.
I didn't even catch that.
I didn't know. I just...
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, ghost hunter.
I hope this somehow makes it into the larger news cycle.
I think it deserves it.
Yeah,
I think it deserves it. Alex in the chat, thank you for catching us on that.
Yeah.
So from the we when we talked about it yesterday, we drove a little bit of a red. I came immediately out the gate last week and just said, yeah, they're full of shit.
I love them. I think they're real. And I think if you don't think they're real, you are pro-demon. And you love ghosts. And you think everybody should be possessed. And I think that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Yeah, okay. Fair. I mean, hang on. Before we go, I think it's cool, first of all, that it's a husband and wife ghost hunting squad.
I thought that too. That is kind of neat. Like thing. They are the stars, the main characters of the Conjuring series of films.
Great film, great movie,
pretty good. Yeah, I always really the first are. One.
The Nun is don't see the Nun. The Nun stinks.
That's fun. That's a fun premise of. Yep. Just married Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And it's cool that he's the exorcist and she's kind of the spirit medium and the sensitive one. And
It's a fun pairing for fiction.
And reality, too. If you have a problem, some people who can help you.
So I was actually, it was funny doing, I did a lot of like research early in the, and once again, I keep saying research. I watched YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't want to send them to you. Because right. I was worried, because you came out full gate, like, no, I think they might be legit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of didn't want to break that for you so that we can, I was worried that you would also walk in here like, no, this does not hold up even a little bit under scrutiny.
Yeah.
But after all that, do you actually stand anywhere different from where
there
we began?
There are some cracks in the foundations of my steadfast belief in the Warrens.
It's pretty rough.
Let me give you the charitable interpretation.
Great, great.
Which I think holds for a lot of this stuff. I think you can definitely make a pretty strong case that they certainly exaggerated and in some cases even maybe lied about things they saw or experienced for dramatic effect. There's no question that they definitely profited from books and movies and sort of like dramatic retellings of the different stories. Did they make all of it up? Is it all a lie? I don't know if we can say that.
Right, and like how much do they believe baseline?
Exactly. Like, do they think it's bullshit and they're just hoodwinking everybody, or do they really believe it and they're willing to exaggerate some stuff to get it, make a good story?
Right, do they like feel like those lies are worth it for the larger purpose?
Yeah, and you know what? And think about this. We'll do it. This is probably giving them way too much credit, but think about this. If you're a family and you're undergoing a horrible horrible possession or haunting or something, and the Warrens come in and help you out and get this ghost out of here, at that point, maybe they're helping everybody make a little money after a terrible situation.
Yeah, can I tell you what I think? I don't really think they did many house calls.
Yeah.
I think any stories they have were done, like the Amityville Horror, I believe, and I think they've kind of low-key confirmed this, no, they all came up with this together. Uh-huh. It's like they said, oh, we've been to like 10,000 cases. No, you haven't. No, you fucking haven't. I think a lot of it...
Weren't they at the Enfield Poltergeist? Isn't that the big one?
I think it's the second Conjuring movie, I believe, is that. Yeah.
Because in all the movies, Ed and Lorraine show up as this, like, just wonderfully wholesome... positive force in like a fucked up. Ed plays the guitar as who's the actor who plays
that is Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, Patty Wilson comes in with strumming a nice little tune on the guitar, making the kids feel good
about the ghosts
who then come in and things get crazy. And I guess so that's not in reality. That's not really what happened. You think?
I don't think so. I think it was a lot of entire whole cloth fabrications, mm-hmm. which.
So you're so the very skeptical, I don't want to say cynical, but the sort of contrary view to this is like they saw these cases to the extent that they participated in them. They just saw they were almost like PR agents for these cases. Like
actually,
they saw an opportunity
to
be like, I know how to make this dramatic and sell this as a story. I'm going to collaborate with this family, get everybody on board, and let's sell this shit.
I mean, that's based on nothing, but that makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, I will say, is like, it's generally, I feel like, widely believed that there is little merit to any of the stories that they're telling.
Uh-huh.
That said, as far as I know, they weren't preying on people.
Yeah.
I don't think they were taking money from vulnerable people.
Yeah, I don't believe they charged for their service. Yeah.
As far as I know, like, they weren't... So the only things they profited off of were telling fun stories that were turned into movies that are some all-time classics.
Yeah.
And, like, a tourist trap novelty museum in the middle of Connecticut.
Yeah, here's the thing. If
that's not bad.
I was going to say, if the least charitable interpretation is true, is that wrong?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's entertainment. I feel like I wish they had any charisma.
I think they've got plenty of Ed Warren IRL, plenty of charisma.
I think they are the least interesting people. Which is part of my attraction to. We haven't brought them up yet in this podcast. I am goddamn in love with their son-in-law, Tony Spera.
Big bad Tony Spera.
Who is currently this... Brian and Eric don't belong here. Scratch it.
Yeah.
This is now New Brian and Eric's Tony Spera Appreciation Power Hour.
Yeah, we're going to go on a deep dive on Tony S. He's a fascinating character. Steward of the legacy.
Oh, he's truly a miracle. The word I used earlier of, like, there's a couple videos of him on YouTube. He does, like,
he's the son-in-law, right?
He's the son-in-law and the video tour of the Warren Occult Museum is hosted by him, essentially. And,
has the daughter, is there much of the daughter?
I have not seen her in any.
Yeah, neither have I. Interesting.
But. So it's interesting, kind of in the same way as Ed, but even less than Ed Warren. Tony Spera has charisma in the same way Donald Trump has charisma.
You think so?
In that, he doesn't really, but also I don't know the other word for the kind of weird, I can't kind of stop looking at him.
Sure. He definitely has just a magnetic, your eyes are drawn to him. You can't really look away. I mean, he appears to believe what he's saying. In a way.
I don't know. I kind of get a real used car salesman vibe out of him.
Yeah.
I can just see him slapping the hood of a car like, nope, this ghost is real.
You can fit so many ghosts in this bad boy. It is funny. I mean, it's definitely a sketchy thing. So we should mention, before we go too far afield, Lorraine Warren is still active. She's still doing stuff. She's 90.
I don't know how much she's doing. I didn't see much of her. I know she still does the occasional interview.
I think she's still doing, like, readings and things like that.
Interesting.
Like, and that is the one thing, not the one thing, but that in a point in their favor, I think that, like, if it was truly all a fraud and they did not believe it at all, you think she'd be like, all right, we're done, cut the movies, I'm 90, I'm out. Like, why would you keep, you know?
Yeah, if any of our three major characters were believers, I believe it would be Elaine.
Yeah.
We have a call.
Wow. All right.
I am going to jump to.
Great.
Just a moment here. Hey there. You're on the line with Brian and Eric. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Getting a little
feedback coming
it's
through.
Karen.
Hi, Mom.
Wow.
It's Karen.
Wow.
It's my mom.
Holy moly.
How are you, Mom? My mom just hung up.
Wow.
My mom just hung up on us.
Wow, we just got hung up on by your very mom.
So this was an on-purpose call. Hopefully we get her back. Hopefully she calls back. This was on purpose because my mom has actually met the Warrens.
Yeah.
And so I wanted her to call and tell us about that. So let's try this one more time. If not, oh no. Hello, we're here. We're trying again. Mom! I can hear us coming back. It's you probably need to turn down your computer if you're listening live. Mother, hello. Oh, this is podcast poison.
Wow, what if she's trapped in the lines?
No, Mom.
We gotta rescue your mom from inside the computer. I've been waiting for this day. I've been training for this day. I hope I have to fight a meme.
Okay, we tried it. Man, that's the second podcast issue we've been having.
Yeah, very strange.
Or the second Skype issue we've been very having. Strange. That's a shame. Okay, we tried it.
I wonder if there's something spooky afoot. We didn't do the water or the salt today.
We didn't do the water or the salt!
Fuck.
We didn't scare off the Skype ghosts. Fuck. That was damn rambunctious Skype
that
ghosts.
That is actually one of my favorite parts of one of the Warren Occult Museum clips you sent me, where Ed is like, and tell him what happened. This is a terrible Ed Warren impression. But he's like, tell him what happened before we started rolling. And Tony's like, well, the lights turned off.
Yeah, it's everything in. I really would just love to break down the museum.
Yeah.
Just beat by beat and talk about some of the things that are in there. Because I think it's funny that so much of it feels so half-baked.
Yeah, that one doll is kind of scary. Not the Annabelle one, but the black
shadow doll.
Yeah, the shadow doll.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
That's pretty spooky.
Okay, I think we got my mom one more time. We're gonna try. Mom.
Hello.
Hello. You're on. I can hear us feeding back. We're coming
what
in.
Hey, babe.
Wow.
Hi. Mom, are you
Mrs. Miller, are you trapped in the computer? Are you safe?
Yes, we can super hear you. Oh, this is poison.
It feels like we're talking through into another dimension. Across.
So, stop. I don't know what to do. I'm on a landline. Can you hear me?
What is happening?
Mrs. Miller, are you calling the podcast via a can attached to a string?
So if I listen to you on the other thing, that thing you do.
Okay, we're going to have to drop this.
We're so sorry. Mrs. Miller, please forgive us.
Yeah, I'm texting my poor mother right now, who is very excited to be
I wanted on. To hear this story. I was excited to hear this story.
I will have to...
Should we save it?
I think we'll have to save it. Oh, what a nightmare.
That's a bummer.
This is going to be recorded forever. People are listening to this on iTunes right now.
That's great. That's fine. Etch it in stone. I'm proud of all of our work equally. All of our children are beautiful. This one's a little malformed. Can't run too good.
Hi, welcome to my podcast where also we can't figure out Skype.
Yeah, we should have done the water, man. That was weird. It was weird hearing our own feedback. It was like we were talking to ourselves in the past.
She may have been listening to it through the computer. I don't know. But we tried it. I love you, Mom. Thank you for trying.
We'll make it work. This is it's a very cool story. So just for the listeners, so she went to the museum or she met the Warrens?
No, it's so I guess her she was part of a church youth group as a kid. Uh-huh. And they brought the Warrens in to talk about demons and stuff. And I would love to we haven't really talked about it. We haven't had much of an occasion to. Uh-huh. I would love to ask her questions about that. Yeah. But another time.
Yeah, another time.
That said, we are live right now, and if you would like to call in, you can try us at 518-282-4762. We're talking about Elizabeth and Lorraine Warren.
My mom is now texting. No, we're done.
We can't.
Okay. So, I want to talk about the museum.
Yeah. Bring me there.
The museum is in Monroe, Connecticut.
It's closed currently, right?
It is currently closed. I think they're relocating it, yeah. And or might just be done.
Fuck.
My understanding, as of a Reddit post of like a couple of months ago, They're still doing very private tours, but I don't know how you get in on one of those.
We should try.
We should absolutely try.
We should try.
We should try. It will bring my mom.
And if Tony Sparrow or anybody from the Institute is listening, I believe in you guys. I think it's all legit.
And I will be too scared in the museum to question anything.
I legit think the museum would be terrifying. Once you're in there.
I'm gonna be... Okay, so let's... Okay, we're gonna... This might be a different number. Hello, you're on the line with Brian and Eric. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Okay. Skype is not our friend this time. We're just going to close it.
We are live, not accepting calls. Pop into the chat. And
yeah,
say
if you
hello.
Hang out, talk to us.
Ask us questions in the chat. Tell us stories. We'll read them, and go that way. But right now we've got a little Skype problem.
Yeah, you know it happens. It's a live show.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes I really enjoy the not having to edit this. Uh-huh. It's just like it's live. What's done is done. But also sometimes, yeah, it's live.
I love how like in every show we discover a scary thing that is not. Occult or paranormal, and this last time I think we discussed aging. This time it's technical difficulties
on a live show.
Yeah live shows are scary.
Okay Skype is off, we're not taking calls. Sorry
if you called in. Please call in next week, we should have these issues resolved by then. So the Warren Paranormal Museum I think would be terrifying to go inside. Shadow Doll's scary.
Yeah, so we have not been, but I did for $6 on Vimeo rent the video tour, which looks like it was shot on a camcorder in the 90s, and it very well may have been.
Yeah, it could have been.
And it is a goddamn treasure.
It's great.
As the video opens, I feel like it already busts into an interesting, what's the word I'm looking for? Duality of the Warrens. The video is done, they play everything entirely straight. There's no camp or like...
Well, can I say this? I think maybe one of the things that you were talking about how you find Ed and Lorraine... Well, first of all, Lorraine Warren, as you mentioned, barely ever speaks.
Barely.
Which is kind of interesting.
I've only seen her speak in interviews after Ed Warren died.
Right. So that's interesting. But you were saying how they're sort of not charismatic at all.
No, not at all.
And I think one of the reasons for that is he's not dramatic.
Right.
He is so matter of fact. Like, he's talking about a cursed, occult, satanic, black magic shadow doll... as if he was talking about, like, a steak knife that you should be careful with if you're 7. You know, it's like, you don't want to really touch this thing.
Right.
You got to be real careful. Like, there's no theater around it. It's just so matter of fact.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And it's all of it. All of it is just a matter. It's, yep, nope, we have this cursed object and somebody gave it to us and they died.
Yeah.
Just no grov. He doesn't have any gravitas.
No. It's just all he's. You know why, Brian? He's busy fighting demons.
So I find it so funny that it is that matter of fact element. There's no campiness and there's no performative element to any of it. And yet this video tour opens with a pan through a cemetery as like the chiller font. Yeah. Like that bleeding Halloween font.
It is awesome.
It's just super cheesy, hokey font.
Yeah, cut to the most bland.
It's like you kind of think this is going to be like a campy, good, but they don't treat it that way.
No, it's
in fact
it's,
they come in from like a weird religious angle.
It's literally it's like a weird religious angle. It's bored dad showing you around his garage. Like this is my lawnmower. Like right. It's so
right. So. And then we go into so the video then goes to Tony Spera. Love you, man. Telling us that this museum is one of, if not the most haunted place in America. And it reiterates that.
Yeah.
And it's, I swear to God, the line goes, it's worth paying the $6 to rent it on Vimeo just for, Ed, I would say that this is the most haunted place in America. And Ed nods and goes, I would say it's the most haunted place in America. Just to each other.
Yeah.
Just repeat what they say to each other. It's amazing.
Well, they're the only guys. They gotta reinforce the message. Well, I'll give them this. If it's true and there are these cursed objects in there. I mean, look, we're down here in the stacks underneath the New York Public Library. And there's some spooky kind of old stuff down here, but if there truly are cursed objects in the world, I don't know too many other, to his point, I don't know too many other places that have that collection. If these things are all cursed
in your, in the basement of your house, why would, that's the other thing, why would you do that?
So they actually explain this in the Conjuring movies. They actually go into this.
Oh, do
they? Do, yeah, they do kind of a fun segment. I forget which one it is. It's like towards the end. And it's sort of a nod to all the other movies. Like, you see the Annabelle doll and stuff. And the reason being that... The reason that Ed Warren gives, at least in the movies, and this is probably echoed by things he said in real life, is that he sort of sees himself as, like, a warden or a caretaker of these objects that he... That the cases he's been involved in or the cursed objects that he's come across, he sees himself as competent to kind of like contain them, that if they were to make it out back into the outside world,
gotcha,
they could initiate a haunting or could affect somebody negatively.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
He has, I have heard him say on video also of like, well, I think I have like an immunity to it and I understand these.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it's like,
I like him where I can see him.
Yeah. Who's the guy, fuck, who got stuck, who got killed by the stingray?
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin. It's like Steve Irwin having a zoo.
Yeah.
Of like exotic, poisonous, dangerous animals. Hey, loves! Hey! I don't know. I'm doing like a Cockney. I'm not sure. I'm getting accent slippage. But like, he can handle them, deal with them. He's experienced
with
them in a way that others wouldn't be.
Sure. All right. That checks out. So after this introduction, they proceed to lead us into the museum, which is in the basement of their house. And it is the entrance. Did you see the entrance hallway?
Yeah.
It's the hokiest, like, Halloween decorations. Like I said, for this, largely this video, and it seems this whole tour experience being no fun.
Right.
No sex. It's the hokiest entrance. There's like
a... Did you say no sex?
Yeah, no sex. There's, it's
like
not
no
sexy.
Sexy. Okay,
it's not sexy.
Gotcha.
It's not campy. It's not fun.
Right.
There's literally a... So there's just the hokiest, like, Halloween decoration of, like, a mounted zombie that is, like, flickering, strobing.
Right.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then they reach the door, and I think they do, like, a sign of the cross before opening the door. And once again, reiterating, I think this is the most haunted area in the world.
Yeah.
And that's when they open up into... the basement, or into the museum itself, which looks like a cluttered garage.
Yeah, it kind of does.
It's, when you picture museum, this isn't what it, this looks like, trash.
Yeah. it's cluttered. It's like a cluttered, I would say it's almost like a cluttered study, or like a kind of man cave situation where instead of trophies and like pendants and posters, it's fucking haunted dolls and weird crooked claws and taxidermy type of stuff.
Yeah, but I don't. You know, it's funny. I wonder if there's a degree to which they played in. So it is true. Like, if this is truly all cursed and terribly dangerous, you think they would not let the public in?
Right, right. That's
if they really believe it. You think you would not just let the public in?
Right. It's. I heard in an interview of with Elizabeth Warren recently from like 2016. She's Lorraine. Lorraine, I keep saying Elizabeth.
We're just going into full politics. No, we're just talking about.
I'm trying to do two things. Oh yeah. Man, I can't believe it. Also, I can believe it. But yeah. So Lorraine Warren was talking about how when she dies, she wants all of these items sent to the Vatican. Mm. Like, if the Vatican wanted your trash, why haven't you sent it already?
I wonder. That would be interesting to see what happens to it.
It's going in the garbage.
Wow. Whoa.
So my mother has texted me.
Okay.
Kind of the gist of her experience with the Warrens.
I'd like to read. Can we read it on air?
I would like to, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so my mother texted me, here is my story. I was 14 years old in the church basement, and two people the same age as my parents were talking about a fucking possessed doll. That's Annabelle.
This is, we should just for continuity's sake, if you listened to our earlier episode, this is the same woman who was very skeptical about the possessed haunted rocking horse. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so two people the same age as my parents are talking about a fucking possessed doll. What I remember is how they both told the stories and facts as if they had watched the same TV show. They never disagreed with each other. That checks out with all the fucking video.
That's interesting.
They never disagreed with each other. I sat in the back of the room, and I remember my sister grabbing my hand to get out of there when it was over. I was skeptical. She was hysterical. Yeah, that about... that checks out of, like... They're kind of just... I would love to talk about the way Ed recites the stories of the things in the museum.
Mm.
And what I'm most curious about, and there is somebody in the chat called Brian's mom. I don't know if that's genuinely my mom or...
chat person, if you are Brian's mom, say something only Brian's mom would know.
No, please
in
don't.
The chat.
Please don't. no, what I'm interested in is if the church was bringing them in as like a youth thing, was this a... just a spooky, fun Halloween thing? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this will be fun.
Yeah.
Or was it a, possessed dolls are real, kids, and only Jesus will save you?
Maybe it was our criticism that we leveled against the church a couple episodes ago of not being metal enough and leaning into the scary,
tried.
Evil
they
side.
Tried.
They did try. I mean, honestly, I would have been sold.
Yeah, right.
I would have been like, this rules. You know?
My mom says, no, their priest was super cool. So it might have just been a fun, cool thing.
That's correct. I mean, yeah, I feel like that isn't... I'm sure they'd be interesting to hear speak.
Once again, with the lack of charisma, I'm not sure.
But wouldn't you want to know... Like, it's like someone... Even if you think it's total bullshit, it's like someone who invented a tabletop RPG. You'd be like, what are all the rules? Like, who are... What can I do? Can I be a sphinx who, you know, like... We have more details.
Just more about this priest. He rode a motorcycle and got arrested for shooting at road signs.
Hell yeah.
Man,
we should do an episode about
Can we just talk
priests.
To this guy?
Yeah, get this guy on the pod.
We should probably dive into actual things in the museum.
Sure.
I think a lot of like the larger points are going to come through there. So a lot of the key things they pointed out was this haunted mirror, and it's a mirror that shiny surfaces. Ed tells us are extremely good for reflecting the paranormal, all of the stories feel so half-baked.
Yeah.
That like, oh yeah, a young man was using this for rituals and then he died a horrible death.
Yeah.
And now we have it. And like, that, it's just like...
Had you...
And Tony Sparrow is just like nodding like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real serious.
Yeah.
And it's like,
cool.
I mean, you do definitely get, and Tony, if you somehow ever hear this, we would love to have you on the show.
Tony, I want you on this show so bad.
I think you would be a phenomenal guest. We'd like to hear the full inside story. And also, I mean, we're not, you know, the Warrens don't have a chance to sort of speak for themselves here. He does give the vibe of, like, being in on it.
I think.
You know?
I think, yeah, yeah. But, so that kind of reflects all of the story.
Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. So it's like the stories are what? Like mysterious, sketchy acquisition. Like, okay, if there was a horrible murder, there'd be some kind of record of that. How did you get this thing from a crime scene?
None of the stories have any names. They'll usually give a town.
Yeah.
But it's never, oh, we were talking to a police officer. Never,
nothing
you can
Joe. Verify. You
know, nothing. Right. Nothing. Right. Never any news articles that imply, like, it's around the Annabelle box, and we'll dive completely into Annabelle, I think. But on the Annabelle box, Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll that apparently is possessed by a demon. And it's in a box that says absolutely do not open. Mm-hmm. And there are newspaper clippings all around it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The title of the newspaper, nowhere to be found. I searched the headlines that are visible.
Really?
Nothing shows up.
Huh.
I can't find these articles.
I think... I do believe... I don't know. I'm going to go with you.
It's... How much of this is... I think it's all entirely bullshit. I think they literally got a Raggedy Ann doll and were like, they heard about, like, Robert the Doll, which I think is, like, UK.
Yeah.
And we're like, we need one of those. People go see that.
Yeah. That's pretty...
Do you know the full Annabelle story?
My understanding of the story is that the recounting I've heard... I was actually watching a YouTube thing on it today. Is that... this woman is going to nursing school. She has an apartment. Her mom gets her just to sort of keep her company, like a cool Raggedy Ann doll, which is in vogue. It's like in the 70s, I think, right?
68.
Okay, 68, which is in vogue at the time. She starts noticing weird stuff with the doll. She'll leave and the doll will be in sort of a subtly different position when she gets home. This keeps happening. She thinks it's just, you know, her imagination, her mind playing tricks on her. Then it comes out that there's, via, you know, whatever way she manages to discover this, that it's actually a lonely ghost that's trying to communicate with her.
It's a ghost of a little girl.
Exactly. But the ghost is just a cover for a demon.
Right.
Who's trying to fuck shit up.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, the demon proceeds to do that and fuck shit up and, like, hurt her boyfriend and all that stuff. And then they eventually took the doll off of their hands to keep it safe. But once again, what I find interesting is, like, despite newspaper clippings being on the box, no names of the two girls.
Yeah.
Weird details that seem half-baked, like, oh, they treated the doll like a person.
Hmm.
Like, oh, they gave her bracelets and they treated her just like she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And that detail never goes anywhere aside from the fact that that's a crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like, talk more about that, Ed. That's insane.
Yeah.
So it's just this weird, I keep going back to the word half-baked, because that's...
Like, it just doesn't hang together. The stories don't, when you start to poke and prod beyond the, like, ooh, that's spooky. If you're like, all right, did this really happen? And you start to look, there's just nothing. It all just falls apart.
Yeah, kind of. Which, granted, I guess if...
That's a bold move to just make up newspaper articles.
But also, it's whenever this museum opened, that was probably less verifiable. No one would think... And think about, like, it's so easy to trick people now. And, like, even when this is just a dumb tourist trap, it's like a lower-key, less charismatic P.T. Barnum thing of, like, the Fiji merman or mermaid.
One interesting, so there's a guy, there's a professor, Stanley Krippner, who's actually one of the most, he's getting well on in years, and he'd be a great guest to have on the show, and so if we're going to do that, we should probably make moves to do that sooner rather than later. But he is one of the most well-respected, I guess you'd call him a parapsychologist. He has a PhD. He teaches at Saybrook University. But even among skeptics, or like, your scientific method is actually very sound. And he's done some interesting experiments. But one of his things that he talks about is that a lot of these people who may have, let's call them extra normal abilities, people who claim to be psychics or mediums or whatever, are also frauds, or they develop the ability to defraud people because they cannot reliably replicate their abilities.
Sure.
So they develop skills to make you think they're reading your mind, even if the waves are, the sound waves aren't coming in. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
And that's his, like, he's a believer, but he's like, a lot of it is bull. And so I kind of get the vibe of the Warrens, like, maybe Lorraine had some weird abilities, or got some, I don't know, just had
sure,
some weird intuitions
or insights. I will say, look up a picture of Lorraine Warren.
Yeah.
Also Elizabeth Warren while you're at it.
Yeah.
Not relevant to this, but Google, like, you probably Warren, you should be aware. She's like big, you know, she's in the news a lot lately. But Lorraine Warren, who we're talking about specifically.
You
look up any pictures from now to back then, looks like a spooky lady.
Yeah, she does. She does. She looks, yeah, there's something about her that's a little otherworldly, for sure.
Right.
Anyway, so these, a lot of these stories just don't hold together at all.
It's a lot of that, it's a lot of stuff like that, where it's a job description of a person that we communicated with, or like we're friends with, that does not have a name or any identifying verifiable things.
Yeah.
A story that is either extremely abrupt. Yep, nope, this guy stole this Satan doll from a witch doctor, and you don't want to do that, and he died a horrible death.
Yeah.
No details on, like, what happened.
Yeah, do they give you the origin of the shadow doll? Do they tell you how they... Don't they just say someone, like, a collector got it, and then the collector wanted to get rid of it and gave it to them?
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
There was also a... did you see the Satanist doll they found in Newtown?
No.
It was apparently just, I guess... Newtown, Connecticut allegedly has Satanist activity, sure. And like this Satanist doll was found in the woods, and so that's
careful.
In there.
Yeah.
You know what is legitimately spooky if it's true? I am interested in the Warren's battle with Satanists, just because, like, have you ever met an actual devil-worshipping Satanist?
No.
No, I don't. Do these people exist? There is a recognized actual Church of Satan.
And that's
we don't have a personality and we're just trying to be edgy, and like that's largely just insufferable atheists.
Sure. I feel like there's like a fun like sex component too.
Probably.
Yeah.
But also I'm just willing to bet if you're super into that, you kinda smell.
Sure.
Right?
Definitely.
Right.
There's a shot, yeah.
I don't think being a Satanist is probably a little more weird and sad than metal. There's a metal fucking fantasy to it of like, yeah, it's cool.
Definitely. They make fun of it on, there's a very funny scene in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, where they're at like the Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So like, actual recognized Satanism is that. Just skinny white nerds.
You're talking about like
actual
evil.
We worship the devil and do
sacrifices. We delight in the suffering of others type of
right. Is there, I mean, like, on one hand there like have to be, but where are these cartoon villains who worship the devil and do sacrifices and fuck with the Warrens?
Though, to be fair, if these people exist, which I'm sure they do, and they're actually doing really bad shit, probably not going to publicize. You know what I mean? They're doing crimes.
I get. Just like, how organized can they? I mean, I'm sure there. I mean, okay. There are obviously crazy people who are mentally ill.
Yeah, there's
but
that.
But are there organized, like, cultists?
Are there organized, like, sadists, basically?
Yeah.
I mean,
there have to be some.
There's pedophile rings.
I guess you're right.
You know, that's a real, like, that's not necessarily, like, religiously, but that's, like, a bunch of horrible people engaged in an active conspiracy. And they've been, you know, there's all that stuff in Britain and...
Right. Yeah, I guess you're right. So, one of the actually, like, kind of creepy things is Ed proceeds to explain as he gets to them, sometimes children's headstones are used as satanic altars, according to Ed Warren.
Sure.
So I guess Satanists, to frighten them, left, like, children's headstones on their like doorstep.
Hmm.
One of which says the name Warren.
Okay.
And coincidentally, I guess, is the death date is the day Ed Warren fucking died.
Is that in the museum?
It's in the. It was already in the museum, and then that happened to be the day. The one that says Warren.
That is weird.
That's
man.
Fucking weird.
That is weird. That's strange. And it had been there before. Like, this is not. Like,
no, they didn't get it after. It had been given to essentially to Ed Warren as a threat.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's in the so the tombstone itself is in that 90s video tour.
Yeah.
And Warren goes, yep, and no, and that one says Warren. And then a later video you can find on YouTube of just Tony Sparrow going through. It's like, yep, this one was left on their doorstep. It says Warren, and that's the day Ed died. I will say, though.
I mean, that could be fake.
It could be. It probably is fake in some way. I also did no additional research if that is actually the day Ed died.
That is crazy. I mean, just I'll say this, just looking at it from like a logical point of view. So say even the Warrens and Ed Warren's work is just, it's fake. It's pure hucksterism and it's not real. If there are evil groups of sadistic Satanists, like Satan worshippers, if those do exist, even if Ed's work is fake, because they're playing that game, they would have to hate Ed Warren.
Just the worst LARP.
Yeah, yeah, a real, yeah, you're in the, yeah, you're in an inescapable LARP.
You heard it here on Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here. Religion is an inescapable LARP.
It's an inescapable LARP. It's true.
Man, I guess you're right.
That's why, if the tombstone thing is true, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I gotta look into that myself. What else? What else is in that museum?
Yeah, what else we got?
It's a lot of crap that doesn't actually seem to like have a story.
And we're like, feel like I would imagine if I was gonna make a museum, and I'm not saying the museum is fake and all this stuff is fake, but if I was going to make a fake museum, my tactic would be to fill it with a lot of clutter and have like 10 items. That
sure.
had a serious story about them.
And I think that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah,
I think that is, in fact, the model.
Yeah. Okay. So what else was it? So there's we got Shadow Doll. We have Spooky Tombstone. We've got Annabelle Doll.
Right.
So are you contending that the Annabelle case, that just, like, did not happen?
Oh, I don't think it happened at all.
Interesting.
Okay. At least, like, the Amityville Horror is linked to, like, that murder.
That's
did
real.
Happen.
That is real. I'm from Long Island, and there are a lot of, and again, this is just urban legend shit. There's a lot of stories about that house.
Well, so the murder is 100% real.
Yeah.
A guy did murder his family. It's the hauntings that are, like,
thereafter. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know to what extent. I think you're right when you said earlier Ed and Lorraine Warren were closer to PR people for the family.
Okay.
It's no one, I guess, in Long Island. People live in that house now.
Yeah.
No one has experienced any of the weird things that happened in that house. Nobody. None of the neighbors thought anything weird was going on. There's just, like, not much verifiable except the family's eyewitness, like, testimony to it.
Yeah.
However, there are a couple of weird things.
Okay.
I forget the family's name. They move into this house. Mm-hmm. They were there for 28 days. They didn't make their first mortgage payment.
Okay.
Like, if this was a giant hoax, they must have been planning it before they fucking moved in.
Right.
I'm trying to think of other weird things. The son, the young son, still contends it, that it all happened.
Yep.
And Yeah, I don't know, man. There's a couple of weird things with the Amityville Horror.
Well, I feel like in all... That's what's sort of, like, interesting in the to talk about in the pod. I feel like in all of these stories, there are kernels of things that are genuinely spooky and strange mixed in with all the bullshit.
Right. Right. I mean, like... Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I think it was their lawyer, though, who, on his deathbed... Like, was like, oh, yeah, the Amityville Horror. Me, George, who was the father, and Ed Warren came up with this story over several bottles of wine. Like,
what? Well, I'll say this, if that is true, what a fun life.
It's like, right?
Finding people in that situation, being like, let's figure out a crazy story.
Which
and
I'll
make
also
a
say,
lot of money on it.
I said this up top. I don't think hurts anybody.
No, harmless. And has entertained millions and millions of people.
A book that is a book and movie that are beloved.
Yeah, yeah.
Genuine. I frightened the shit out of me as a kid.
What, the Amityville Horror?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a scary movie.
My mother loved to scare the shit out of me with horror movies. And the Amityville Horror was... I watched it recently, and it doesn't hold up as well as I remember. Mm. But scared... The living fuck.
How
out
old
of me.
Were you when you saw it?
I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
Everything about it, the music in it is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
The Exorcist never really scared me.
Exorcist never really scared me either.
The Exorcist is like super cheap. I love The Exorcist, but it never scared me.
Yeah.
The Omen never really scared me. Mm-hmm. Amityville fucking did it for me, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Warrens.
The Warrens. I want to look. I mean, so in a little bit of cursory research I've done, yeah, they're not well regarded by the skeptic community.
Yeah, it's they're pretty easy to pick apart.
Really, really at all. I'm interested in Lorraine.
I think we can get her.
Maybe. Let's put it out there into the world. Lorraine, Warren, if you're listening to this or you hear this, we would love to have you, as well as Tony, as guests on the show, just to talk about shop.
Okay, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I think we need to spend entirely it before the librarian catches us strategizing how the fuck we're getting Tony Spiro on this show.
So the New England, the sort of... organization that's attached to the Warrens is still active, the New England, I forget the name of it, which he heads up. He's got contact information on there.
I'm nodding enthusiastically.
He's on Twitter. Last post is from 2014 when Demi Lovato visited the Warrens Museum, which they look like they had a blast. She looks convinced, to be honest. Pretty crazy. We should try to go to the museum.
We should go to the museum.
And meet with
up.
Them personally.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah.
Imagine we did a show from the museum.
That'd be great.
That would be
You know what
crazy.
They specifically say? Don't go in there after 9 p.m. You don't go in 9 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's when shit gets bad in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to do a show from in there at 9 p.m.
Dude. Oh, no.
Dude, we gotta, I mean, like, I get it. Being in the basement of the New York Public Library is, like, sufficiently spooky. It's very dusty down here.
Yeah, very, very spooky.
But it's not, we gotta go somewhere, like, actually fucking haunted.
Yeah, I feel like this is a repository of wholesome knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is a little creaky, a little dusty.
I mean, there's
not...
a couple of creepy sections, but we got kicked out of there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, we can't. We are no longer permitted to take out the Necronomicon. those privileges have been revoked.
We can still try.
Every day with an alias. we should go. Dude, we should definitely go. I feel like, do you ever feel like these episodes are actually the slow roller coaster buildup to where shit really starts to go haywire with, like, this podcast and our own personal experiences with the paranormal?
Can I tell you, I got the fuck, I woke up around 3 a.m. last night, like, spooked the fuck out from nothing. Nothing happened.
Dude, 3 a.m. is the time.
That's the time. That's the time to... That's the Amityville Horror time to wake up spooky.
Yeah. No, 3 a.m. 3. The Mocking of the Trinity, dog. I will say this. Whenever I do get a... Maybe this is just a weird circadian rhythm thing, but whenever I do wake up sort of spooked, it tends to be around 3 a.m. Wait, so what happened? So you woke up, it was...
I just woke up and I was kind of spooked. I didn't have a nightmare or anything that I remember. Uh-huh.
So you woke up just on edge?
Yeah.
Did you see anything, hear anything?
No.
Just felt
kind of spooked.
This was last night. I kind of had that too, to be honest with you. I felt, but
twins.
Yeah. Spook twins.
Brothers.
I fell asleep watching Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
It's scary. It's good. It's very good. Highly recommend.
I have the apartment to myself this weekend, and I'm actually... Ooh. I don't know if I want to. I want to do something spooky, but also I will regret it.
Maybe not.
Maybe I'll just get on a blanket and rewatch Friends.
Yeah. You can always ripcord.
Right.
You can always ripcord.
Right. Well, I was thinking, you know, with all this Warren stuff, I might watch The Conjuring too, but also I'm afraid of what'll happen.
Dude, it's actually pretty scary. The Conjuring movies are scary.
Fuck yeah.
I think, to be fair, I think that is the reason I wanted to believe in the Warren so much, because the portrayal in The Conjuring movies is so wholesome and lovely and just like too... nice people who are really in love and are using that love to defend innocent people against demons, that's a nice thing.
But you know, I will say there is something to their actual lives where I do believe that they, you know, very much in love and like had a partnership, so and they were using that to make a lot of money.
I think we should maybe, depending on what shakes out next week, I almost think we should take next week to keep talking about the Warrens on like a case-by-case basis, because we just scratched the surface and I feel like there's some interesting stuff there. We'll see how it goes.
Brian and Eric's Tony Sparrow Appreciation Power
it's
Hour.
It's truly real. It's really happening.
Just Sparrow Watch.
It's just a slideshow. It's an hour-long slideshow of photos of Tony Sparrow.
In an audio podcast.
Yeah, correct.
But it was still...
Two Sarah McLachlans in the arms of an angel.
Done. We're going to the top of the iTunes charts, baby.
That's right, dude.
Man, oh man. Well, I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I'm just looking at there's no other artifacts you wanted to...
No, I think I covered it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, there's not a huge amount of stuff in there.
Yeah, it was kind of... It's a half-hour video, and it's not that interesting.
Yeah.
I was definitely disappointed, and I watched a couple different more recent ones, and it's all fine. Eric, we have a Twitter now.
We do have a Twitter.
At Brian and Eric Pod.
Yep.
You can get show info and stuff on there, kind of what we're going to be talking about every week.
That's a great place to get in touch with us as well.
Yes, that is actually now officially the best place.
Are the DMs open?
What's that?
Are the DMs open?
DMs are open, but we have to be following, because that's how Twitter works.
Gotcha, sure. Is there a way to just have them just wide open? No.
What's that? I'll look into it.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm Brian. Find me at Brian as a Goblin on the Twitter, personally. let's see. You can find us in this show on your podcast app of choice.
Yeah.
We're
everywhere.
Or everywhere. It's also on SoundCloud. Yeah. We're here every week, Friday on Mixlr, where we usually take live calls. We'll figure out what the fuck is going on with Skype.
Yeah, we'll do a little stress test in the background.
That's some weird shit going on. We'll shake the ghosts out of it.
Yep. Blow them right out like an old Nintendo cartridge. That's actually what you do. When you blow out a cartridge, you're blowing out the spirits inside of the video game.
That's a video game ghost. Yeah, they love it. They love it.
Love Contra.
I think we're getting booted out of here, and we should probably get out.
All right.
We got to run.
Let's do it. I hear the creaking wheels of the book cart.
Good night, everybody.
See you guys.